What's up, everybody? This is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. Today, I want to talk to you about unicorns.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us, who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, we're spending money from our own pockets. How do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
Okay, so I'm sure you guys have all seen the movie The Social Network. If not, one of the greatest movies of all time. You should go watch it. It is the movie about the Facebook startup story, how Facebook got started. But there's one scene in there that is very, very impactful for me. In fact, looking backwards now, I can't remember the movie came out 7 or 8 years ago, but when it came out, I was on the brink of bankruptcy. I was trying to figure out my next step. I was trying to throw a Hail Mary pass. I had some friends over in the UK and Ireland doing some crazy things. So I spent money I didn't have, flew out there to Ireland, met with a bunch of them, tried to talk to them, see what they're doing, trying to figure out like, what's the next step for me? And while I was over there, I remember there was this big yacht party on my buddy Andrew Fox's yacht. They're having this big yacht party. And, you know, what happens on yacht parties, well, I didn't know, but as the Mormon kid, pretty quickly, I was like, I don't feel comfortable here. I'm going to go bounce. And right next to the yacht thing, because we were docked to the yacht, there's a movie theater. So we're like, oh, there's a movie theater. And I remember the movie was playing was The Social Network. It had just come out. We were all excited to see it. Went over there. I remember we got Haagen-Dazs cookie dough ice cream. How do I remember these details? It was really good, though. And I went in there and watched the movie and we ate the ice cream. Now, during the movie, there's this scene. Justin Timberlake's character is sitting down with Mark Zuckerberg and they're talking and everything. And then Eduardo's like, and that's when he said it. And then there's this scene where he says, you know, $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion. Boom. And that's like the line. That's the line that like is so cool, right? So I remember sitting there on the brink of bankruptcy, trying to figure out what I want to do with my business that was in shambles. And all I knew is like, I want to create something big. Like, it'd be so cool to build like a Facebook or something like that. I remember a couple weeks later, I went to ClickBank, which is here in Boise. I remember going to ClickBank offices, walking around, seeing these huge offices. And they had this section, I remember, where there are all these people sitting in cubicles. And they had these clocks over each time zone because they had support for 24 hours a day. So that like, you see what time it was in you know, in Germany and in Russia and in China and Australia. And it was really cool. I was like, oh, like I would die to have a business like this someday. But I didn't think it was possible. I was just like, oh, I'm a dude who creates info products and sells them. That's kind of my what I do, right? And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. I love that business. But I remember I was like, I want to build something like that. But I didn't know what it was or what it was going to be. So fast forward to a couple years later, I met Todd Dickerson, a.k.a. The Man. We built ClickFunnels, a.k.a. The Product. And the last 5.5 years has been history. It's been crazy. And I remember a couple years into it, we were having some success. I think we had passed, $70 million in sales that year. And we're like, what's the, like, next is $100 million. And then after that, like, was a billion? Like, oh, like, that's such a far-out goal. And I remember just kind of being like, oh, like, we're never going to hit that. And then I remember Todd Dickerson sent me the gift in the mail, a gift. And it was this poster board that said, $1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion. I remember seeing that and I was like, oh, it's been on my wall ever since the last 2 or 3 years as we started moving towards that goal of how do we get to a $1 billion company. So the question is like, what's a $1 billion company mean? Does it mean it did $1 billion in sales? Is it worth $1 billion? Is it traded publicly for $1 billion? Did the owners make $1 billion? Like there's so many different things. And so I've been trying to figure out like what's the actual definition, like what makes something a $1 billion company. And as I went on this journey to try to figure out like a metric that I could start sinking my life towards and sinking my goals towards, it was interesting because they always talk about companies that passed $1 billion in valuation, like that's what they're worth. They would go and sell to somebody, they get $1 billion. They call them unicorns, like they're the rare thing, it's a unicorn. And as I studied all these different unicorns, it's been interesting because almost every unicorn that's out there, you know, you look at the path, they create a product, you know, they get to whatever, $10 million in sales, they take on venture capital, they get to $200 million, and they take on the next round, and then they go through the thing, and they get there. But very few, very, very few, if any, have gotten to a $1 billion valuation without taking on any money. In fact, I don't know if I could even, there's got to be some out there, but I'm not sure what they are. That's something interesting I should look at. Anyway, and as I get closer and you look at like, What is the street? That's what all the cool kids call it. The street, which is Wall Street, or the Valley, which is like Silicon Valley. Like, what do they value? Like, what do they consider unicorn? What's the metric? What's the number? And in the software business, which I'm in, the metric is ARR, annual recurring revenue. So the way they basically, if as soon as you get to $100 million ARR, annual recurring revenue, as a software company, you're probably going to sell for at least 10x, which means you're a $1 billion valuation. You're officially a unicorn. And so that became the number. It's interesting is that, you know, we've done the last 2 years in a row well over $100 million in sales, but those sales weren't all in RR, recurring revenue. They were in event sales and coaching sales and all sorts of these different things, right? And so our annual recurring revenue, which is just the money from the software, from the SaaS subscription, is not at $100 million yet. Yet is the key word. But it was close. Last year was close. We were, well, I don't know if I'm allowed to tell my numbers or not. I don't even know anymore how those things work. But we were about 90% of the way there. I'll tell you that. there's the benchmark. So we're at 90% of the way to hitting 100 million MRR. And so my goal, my focus over the last 6 months or so is like, well, how do I increase MRR? What's the strategy? What's the secret? How do I do that? Like, what are the levers I got to turn? And so those of you who've been watching the ClickFunnels story, you noticed one of the levers I pulled about 4 or 5 months ago. And at Funnel Hacking Live, you'll see that lever pushed the rest of the way down and then the next lever. And if I play my cards right, and I think I will, hopefully I could screw it up. You never know. But if I do play my cards right, by the time Funnel Hacking Live is over, we will have passed the 100 million ARR, annual recurring revenue. So that would officially make us a unicorn and give us a $1 billion valuation. Now, we're not there yet. We've got a long way to go, but I'm excited. And I'm not sure why I'm telling you this other than just hopefully it gives you guys a goal to shoot towards. It's interesting, like the times my business had a goal, it was really easy to get up and to work hard. And, you know, first the goal is just like to feed my family, which is a very noble goal. That was the first one. And so it gave me a reason to wake up and figure this stuff out. But after my family was fed, my needs were met, then it was like, okay, now what? And obviously I have the impact goals, but like it's hard to quantify an impact goal. Right? I want to change the world. Okay, like how do you quantify it? I don't know. So we quantify it with revenue, right? So like, well, if I can make $1 million in sales, this means I've helped X amount of people. If I can get to 10 million, it means this many. 100 million is this many, right? And so for me, each of those tiers, you know, first was $1 million, and boom, got to $1 million. And then it was 10 million. And it took me, man, a decade and a half to get to $10 million a year in sales. And then it was, you know, the 100 million. And then we got there a couple years later. And then it just keep going. And again, after I passed $100 million a year in revenue, I was just like, the next goal is so far away. $1 billion in revenue. And I think that's still a goal, but it's so far away. It was kind of like when I got done wrestling in college, the only next goal was the Olympics. And the Olympics seemed so far away from where I was at right there that I didn't decide to go on that journey. And so for me, the next goal was the $1 billion valuation to become a unicorn. And so that's what we're going towards. And it's given me and the team and the people who are pushing this new motivation, new excitement, new like passion to run towards that goal, that vision, that thing. So I hope that that, you know, if nothing else, some of you guys set a goal to become a unicorn, because I think that's a super cool goal. Number two, though, I hope it helps you figure out the goal that you're chasing towards, because you know, it's funny, we talk a lot about like the money doesn't matter, and it doesn't, but it is how we keep scores, how we know like, hey, what tier am I at? Am I here? Where do I need to go? Like, what do I got to do? What do I got to push to get to where I want to be? So hopefully you're setting those goals, you're figuring them out, and you're running towards them. And so I just want to share with you guys my goal, running towards becoming a unicorn. So hopefully I get it there sooner than later. A couple other cool things. I won't spoil this, but I have started work on the next book. Now these three books are done. It's funny, I'm like, I'll never write again. And then the second is done. It's like, unless it's this book, then I really want to write again. So the next book I'm going to write is not like another secrets book. The secrets trilogy is officially closed. There will be no more books added to that. There'll be micro books like network marketing secrets, and we'll probably do like a lot of little micro books, but there'll be no more like added to the trilogy, to the box set. So the next book for me to write, the next story for me to tell, is the story of ClickFunnels, how we went from zero to becoming a unicorn without taking on any money. And so I actually bought bootstrap.com, which is crazy. And the book's gonna be called Bootstrapped. And I'm gonna tell the story. Well, we gotta finish the story first. Hopefully I get the story. Hopefully we get to the end of the story here soon. But that's the story I'm gonna tell. It's gonna be fun. And I gotta learn how to write completely different, because I've written how-to books, a lot of them. But I've never written like a storybook. And so it's gonna be my next challenge, my next mission, my next fun thing. I'm gonna take a year off. But then that's the next goal, the next thing I'm going to run towards. So I'm excited for that. It'll be a fun project to kind of tell you guys the stories behind the stories. You guys have heard the story arc of everything as we've gone. I've been pretty transparent with most things, but there's obviously things that I can't and haven't been able to share yet. That'll all be coming out in the book in 3 years from now. So just don't stress about it. It's not coming soon, but it's going to be a fun project. So anywho, it's half the fun. It's creating the story so you can then write it later, right? All right. Well, I'm in the office. I got about 8 million slides I got to do. Funnel Hacking Live's a couple days away. Appreciate you guys for listening. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Let me know what your goal is. If you enjoy this podcast, take a snapshot of it. Go to Instagram, Facebook, post it, tag me on it. Use hashtag Marketing Secrets and let me know what your goal is for this upcoming year and this upcoming decade. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you all. And we'll talk soon. Bye, everybody. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.